say it, I'm learning more about myself. In fact, I'm finding a deeper understanding of who I am. And I realize if it has this impact on me, I can't even understand the impact that it's going to have on others. And to tell you the truth, I'm going to tell you the story over and over again. The world needs to hear it. The world needs to see it. And they need to share it. You see, every star-filled night takes me back to the beginning of this story. It started 12 months ago. I was making all sorts of plans. We all were. Some of these were the most important plans of my life. Work was going smoothly. Relationships were perfectly normal. Life was going on just as it should. And we were making lists of all the things that we wanted to do together. Oh, you should have seen these lists. These lists were incredible. So many places that we wanted to go to, so many adventures, so many events, so much more to be had. This year was going to be amazing. So many hopes and dreams lay just outside of our fingertips. The only thing that was keeping them at bay was the days on a calendar. We were making plans for the most exciting adventure of our life. And then suddenly the news broke. News that dropped us to our knees. Suddenly it seemed like time stood still. And I was in a fog. This isn't an ordinary fog that rises from the fields on a cool evening in fall. But rather it was a thick fog, almost like smoke. It choked me. It brought tears to my eyes. Every breath I took made me cry even more. I was filling with rage and I was filling with bitterness. Why have my joy-filled plans come crashing down like a bunch of bricks that were sitting on top of a building, crashing to the ground, smashed into 100 pieces, some so fine they couldn't even pick them up? There was no reconstruction of the devastation and loss that had just happened. You see, many months have passed since that point, and I've had my ups and I've had my downs. And sadly, I've had far more downs than ups, if I'm being truly honest. And there I find myself sitting on a calm, cool night, looking at the stars, looking at the vastness, the wonders of heaven above. But the heavens above me are distorted with every tear that forms in my burning eyes. Another tear rolls down my dusty cheek. I'm tired of wiping them away. I just don't have the strength. I don't have the energy to keep doing this. I'm questioning my identity as a husband. No matter how hard I try, I keep failing over and over again. And my track record as a father is no better. Here I am on this starry night, and I've let you both down in one single moment. My heart aches when it should be happy. My identity is stripped away. And honestly, I don't know if I can continue if these last few months are going to define who I am. You see, on that starry night, we finally got to town. This journey is not one that was easy or desired, but the government had forced our hand. We had no choice in the matter. We get into town, and I go to the first hotel, and I knock on the door. I'm looking for a penthouse, a suite, a room, a closet, anything, and nothing is available. And this was the same thing that happened at every hotel, Airbnb, every house Not a single one of them would let us in. It wasn't even a hospital room for us. What is going on? Your mother's labor pains, they were growing more intense, more frequent, and more painful. I knew the time was coming. I must find her a place. And then I find a simple barn. A barn for my wife? Is that really the best I could do as a husband? The time has come for you to be born. I'm excited and I'm scared and I'm filled with panic as I try to remember what I'm supposed to do here. There's so many things to remember to care for you and your mother at this very moment. Both your lives depend upon it. The next thing I know, I'm holding you. I'm holding you. And I see your face and I'm filled with so much joy. I couldn't believe it. I'm holding you. You're breathing. Your flesh and blood in my hands. And I realize this is the perfect moment to have a bad dad joke. And I say, I'm going to hold this against you the rest of your life. I am going to constantly ask you, were you born in a barn? Fortunately, that joke is going to end with us. And the rest of the world will never have to suffer through it. I look around and I soak this moment in. And I'm hit with a reality. We're still in this barn. And the only bed I see for you is this meager feeding trough. I laid you in it and I went down and sat in the dirt and looked up into that starry night. The calm of the silent night is displaced. I hear the rushing of sandals slapping the hard-packed dirt road around us. This group that's rushing towards us, they're talking so fast, they're talking so quickly, and just, it sounds like gibberish. I can only assume they just came from the tavern. As they burst through the shadows, I now see that they're shepherds, and they're heading straight for us. My heart sinks. I'm certain that they're going to kick us out of their precious barn. My instincts kick in, and the strength and desire to still be a good husband and father empowers me. I jump to my feet, and I rush to intervene. I'm prepared to fight off this mob, if that's what it takes, to protect my wife and you. They stop just a few paces from my face, and they ask me a question that sends shivers down my back. They ask if the Messiah who has been born today is in this place. Suddenly I'm transported. My life suddenly hits a rewind. I'm flying backwards 9 months, and I suddenly see the angel standing before me telling me to be prepared, that my world is going to be turned upside down, and that I am going to be the father of the Son of God, the Messiah. Suddenly time freezes. I breathe again. I'm standing there and the shepherds are standing in front of me. I stutter for words, not knowing if they even make sense. I invite them in and the next few hours melt away. We sang. We danced. They hugged us and we cried. They blessed us with telling us how the angels had appeared before them this very night to proclaim the birth of the Messiah. And now, this story starts to impact me in a new way. And it's all because of you. I always knew that the angel had shared some amazing news with your mother and I. But there was a part of me that still wondered if it was a hoax or a twisted dream. But these shepherds, these lonely shepherds who stayed in the field just confirmed the good news. This news that I had buried down deep inside of me in my own self-doubt. Your birth, the chaos of these last 12 months leading up to this starry night, has changed me and made me new. You see, I knew despair, and I called it my friend. But you, my Lord, have replaced it with hope. Grief and sorrow were the chains that were around my neck, but you, my Lord, have destroyed these chains and showed me joy. The internal conflict about who I am raged like a fire, but you, my Lord, snuffed it out, and now I know peace. I felt like an unloved husband, questioning the truth of my child. But you, my Lord, showed me truth and showered me in the understanding of what love truly is. So here I am now, just a few months past. The clouds are breaking, the stars are just radiant, like gems floating in the sky, the heavens unfolding, such beauty, such mystery, such vastness. And the tears start all over again in my eyes. But not the same achy eyes that I had before. Not the same dusty face that I had before. But a face that is excited. A face that is filled with joy. A face that is now understanding. I will never stop telling you this story. I need to tell you your story to everyone. Not for my benefit, not that people would look at me, but so that every broken person who will ever hear of you will be healed by your story. My son, I can't even fully dream of what the rest of your story holds. The things that you're going to say to people, the things that you're going to do for people. My mind can't even begin to comprehend what is about to happen. But if people will listen, if people will watch, if people will look to you, they will be changed like me. You, my Lord, are the perfect gift. I want to invite Peter up. We're going to begin lighting the candles.